Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The U.S. Senate has introduced a version of the U.S.-South Africa Bilateral Relations Review Act. It mirrors a housing bill that was advanced in July. So it's been tabled by Senator Kennedy, and it would call for a full review of ties with South Africa. What does this actually mean? We are joined this morning by Kenneth Mokgatle, a political analyst. Kenneth, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. Can you just, in plain plain English as possible, explain what this bill actually does?
Good morning, Howard, and to the listeners of Mayhem. This is the second bill. If you can look at its name, it's similar to the one that was introduced which was introduced in April, and it was not as bigger as this one, because this one is inclusive of more other issues, including the AGOA, and then also the ANC members who are supposed to be targeted and sanctioned. So the initial one is only targeting the leaders of organizations which are seen to be problematic in the downfall of the relationship between the U.S. and South Africa.
So in terms of if Washington threatens sanctions against named officials in the ANC, do you think that this is going to weaken or galvanize the party internally?
This is going to weaken the party. We can see that domestically the party is not doing well, and it will continue to lose support in terms of electoral performance. So this is going to really hit harder on the senior leadership of the party, and it will as well have an influence in the electoral performance of the party, which is declining. So they are not really, or the ANC leadership does not want to acknowledge the deeper implications of this efforts by the U.S., but it is going to hit harder, and it is going to affect the party generally.
Do we understand the real trigger points here? I mean, we know that it's partly Russia, it's partly China, it's the Hamas-Israel story with the ICJ case as justifications. What are all of these? Why are these so important to the United States?
You know, for quite some time, since 1994, the U.S. have really been vocal about South Africa's closeness with the countries which posed national security risk to the U.S., such as Russia, China, Iran, and other countries. And South Africa continued under the ANC to strengthen ties with countries that are not in good terms with the U.S. And that made the U.S. to recognize that as a as South Africa undermining the national security interest of the U.S., especially taking Israel to the ICJ. And it's multifaceted when you look at it, because even here at home, the U.S. is not happy with some of the new legislations which they see which they see as racially classified, that that are considered to be targeting white people. So there are a lot of issues that the U.S. is not really happy with regarding the current political leadership in the country. That is why they want to directly take actions which are going to hurt or harm the leadership and not the entire population of South Africa.
Mm. In terms of the legislative odds, how realistic is this that this bill will be moved further and actually will become law?
Yeah, as we've seen in the past, even here at home, you see some legislations being introduced in the parliament, but some of them never really see the light of the day, or they don't become successful because they need support. But it's most likely that it can succeed, because when you look at the houses in the Congress, all of them are under the authority of the Republican, unlike in the past when you would have the Senate under the Democrats, and then you have the representative, House of Representatives, under the other party, the different party, then you have difficulty in terms of passing a legislation. But now you have got one party which is dominating both houses. So it is most likely that these two bills could see the light of the day. But it is not yet final. I think also South Africa have got an opportunity to try, the ANC have got an opportunity to try and engage their counterparts in the US to try and discourage them from continuing with effecting those two bills, which are going to affect the leadership of the ANC in particular.
It is. So in terms of just a final question, do you think that there is a diplomatic off-ramp? And if so, what is it? How does South Africa pull this back?
Pardon, I did not get that well.
I said, is there a political off-ramp? How does South Africa change the course, the road that this is on? How do they try and fix or mend this relationship?
There's a lot of work that South Africa should do in terms of its foreign policy. I mean, what is written there should be what is effected or followed, but it is not. Now you see South Africa supporting countries such as Iran. You saw the leadership of SANDF, the general who went to visit Iran, and there was no rebuke, or there was no from the political leadership of South Africa, and there was nothing that happened, no management consequences. So such things are one of the things that obviously makes the U.S. to take the current stance. So if South Africa wants to fix the relationship between themselves and the U.S., they would have to slow it down a bit when it comes to their relationship with relationships with countries such as Iran, China, and Russia, because the fact of the matter is that the U.S. Remains to be our second largest trading partner, and as such, we get to benefit a lot in this relationship than with the relationship with other countries. Yeah, so it is very vital that they maintain or they sustain the relationship between these two countries, especially for South Africa's side.
That is unfortunately all we have time for. Kenneth Mokatle, thank you as always, political analyst and a researcher, talking to us about the South Africa-USA relationship.